You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Giving advice can be one of the hardest things in the world. It usually requires a certain amount of diplomacy, which could make giving it in just six words even harder. But what's life without a challenge? Larry Smith, founder of Six Word Memoirs, is kicking off his Six Word Twitter Festival today. And that's where you come in. We want to hear from you on the best advice you've received or given, but you have to do it in six words. And here to explain what you need to do is Larry Smith. Larry, it's a pleasure to have you back on our show.
It's a pleasure to be back, Leonard.
Now, you've been at this for a while now. Why six words? Most people think seven's a lucky number. Is that one word just too many as far as you're concerned?
Seven's not bad, but six is really the number. In 2006, around November 2006, I was doing this website, Smith Magazine, which I still do, and we asked people to tell all sorts of personal true stories. And it went pretty well. But then at some point, me and my co-editor, Rachel, we thought, well, let's give them a constraint. Let's give them a parameter. And we thought about that old Hemingway challenge that I think a lot of your listeners know. As the story goes, Hemingway wrote, "For sale, baby shoes, never worn," in a bar bet where, you know, many
six
things
words.
Happened. Six words. So the story goes. So you said, hey, well, we're a personal storytelling site at Smith Mag. Let's take the Hemingway conceit and give it a personal twist. We called it the six-word memoir, popped it up on this new thing called Twitter that I just heard about. I'd met these guys at a tech conference, and like a lot of people first, I'm like, what is this? And we said, tell your life story in six words, and we'll give a prize at the end of the month. That was 7 years ago, and 1 million six-word memoirs on sixwordmemoirs.com later. It's become this whole amazing way to get to the essence of who you are and what matters most.
But advice is particularly hard to do in six words.
Advice is.
Is that why you've issued this challenge?
Well, a couple reasons. One, we've been doing memoirs and personal storytelling for a while, but inevitably people want to use the form to get to the essence of other parts of their life in six words. What's it like to be a mom or a dad, or what did you do over your summer vacation? Six words is very popular in schools. So New Yorkers especially love to give advice. And, oh, we're wordy people. So to kick off this year's six-word festival on Twitter, we thought we'd kind of make a theme of the festival. And we have a bunch of different prompts I can tell you about later. Advice.
Now, we are asking people to tweet us at hashtag six-word advice.
Six-word advice.
But because we are a radio call-in show, we also will take call-ins, won't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had such magical moments, Leonard, on this show, and we've asked people to share their six words, and now today, six words advice and hearing a little bit of the backstories. I love that.
So 212-433-9692. If you have six words of advice that you either gave or received that you think are particularly relevant. What are yours, Larry? You must have written one.
Oh, I've written a bunch. Find a mentor, then listen closely is one of my favorite. I'm seeing one right now on Twitter. Don't criticize your teenage daughter's hair.
That's good.
I was thinking about something because I have so many things I want to do, and sometimes I can be a little chaotic and ADD, as my wife may remind you. Some itches are better left unscratched. That's been some meditative advice I've been giving myself lately.
We invited various WMIC people to participate. Here's Anna Sale, who hosts the podcast Death, Sex, and Money at the station. This is what she had to say in six words.
My name is Anna Sale. I'm the host of Death, Sex, and Money, an interview show at WMIC. My six words of advice are ask open-ended questions, then listen.
Very good advice. In fact, I wish more interviewers would take that advice.
Well, you know, I love hearing from, obviously, storytellers and people whose whole job is to get other people to express themselves. And what's so nice, one of the another prompt we're doing later today is write a six-word sci-fi novel. And so we asked George Takei of Star Trek fame if he would be the judge of that and tweet his own. And we also asked him for his own six-word memoir. And he wrote... George wrote, "Tell your story. That's my mission." You know?
We have one from Piper Kierman, whose best-selling memoir about her experiences in prison, Orange is the New Black, was the basis for the Netflix series. Thanks for taking part in this, Piper.
Oh, sure. You know, I've got a dog in this hunt, as it were.
Did you get a lot of advice when you were in prison?
Oh, so much advice. Don't eat the roast beef. Don't ask questions in a prison is a very popular one. You know, you get a lot of advice.
Don't ask
wanted
questions?
And unwanted. Don't ask questions is when you hear again and again and again.
And why is that good advice?
It's not really good advice, but it's more of a communication of the many, many boundaries that you want to be cautious about crossing.
Now, do you prefer...
The idea of keep your head down and do your time.
Do you prefer to give or get advice?
Oh, I definitely prefer to get it.
Uh-huh. Well, but we're asking you to give us six words of advice that you either were given or received. What have you decided on?
Well, I thought about it long and hard, and of course the form does force you towards simplicity, which is part of its beauty. My six words of advice that I would offer is, the truth will set you free. And, you know, coming from a former prisoner and coming from a memoirist, hopefully folks can crack that one open pretty easily.
Did you come up with that?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it is something that has been said by other folks in the past, but when I think about my own advice, you know, the advice that I would give to many, many people that might apply to many facets of their life, that was the thing that really resonated for me.
I understand this isn't the first time you've done one of these. Do you and Larry know each other?
Yeah, Larry and I are joined in marriage. We just celebrated our 8th wedding anniversary. We've been together for 18 years, and so I am very, very familiar with the six-word memoir form.
Piper Kerman, could you share your six-word memoir, not just about advice, but in general, your six-word memoir?
My own personal six-word memoir is In and Out of Hot Water, and... It's true in terms of the most familiar narrative of my life, but honestly, that's been true my entire life, and I'm sure it always will be.
Piper, thank you so much.
Well, Leonard, I see one here from Jim Schachter, the news director of WNYC. This is very appropriate for this conversation. In six words, Jim recommends, tell your wife you love her.
Ah. Hope you're still listening, Piper.
Absolutely.
My guest is Larry Smith, founder of Six Word Memoirs. We're kicking off the Six Word Twitter Festival today. We're doing it on this show. That's great. And we are inviting you to tweet your six words of advice or six words of advice that you have received at Six Word Advice, hashtag Six Word Advice. We have asked some other staff members, and here's what Brian Lehrer had to say.
Hi, it's Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show. Work hard, play hard, laugh, relax.
Very nice.
I'd like to see that on a T-shirt and wear it every day.
And Brooke Gladstone.
I'm Brooke Gladstone, and here's my advice in six words. Remember, nothing ever stays the same.
Especially appropriate for someone who does a weekly show about the media.
And it's great advice for a lot of the – one of the reasons I wanted to do this advice book is because I feel like whether you're graduating from college or high school or into your next job or to your next place, it's just these little bits of wisdom can have so much impact. And to have them all, we're going to do a book. And some of the best ones from Six Word Advice and some of the other prompts that we're doing over the next few days, we're going to put them in a book. And I see one here that came in, and it says, this one is addressed to 2014 grads. This came on Twitter, and follow at Six Words to follow all the action and the hashtag Six Word Advice, which is, remember, follow a non-linear path. Remember, follow. Yeah, I think that's six. I'm trying to remember.
Remember,
right.
Follow a non-linear. That's five.
Okay.
Unless you do non as a word, but that's okay. Should we take some calls? Because a lot of listeners have been writing in, calling in as well. Richard from Brooklyn, what are your six words?
Life is an exercise in patience.
An exercise in impatience.
In patience.
Ah. Yeah, I guess that's true. Or it should be an exercise in patience. You like that one?
Absolutely. I mean, on the toughest moments when you're frustrated, I have a three-year-old. So for both myself and my three-year-old, life is an exercise in patience.
John wrote in, sorry, sometimes you are the problem.
Yeah, I like that. It's a six words of advice with an exclamation point. Here's the one for the grads. Do not fear a non-linear path. There's the six we were looking for, Leonard.
Joan from Manhattan, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Leonard?
I'm well. Was that your six words? How are you,
Leonard? No. My six words are with a piece of advice I was given, and the advice was stupid people don't know they're stupid.
I'm sure that's true. You know, So far, all of the advice that we have heard has been pretty good.
Well, I believe that people are pretty good at giving advice. And you know, really, we have so much to say that... Now, think about Maria Shriver. So the way the festival works is for each of the prompts, we have a couple of celebrities who are kind of like leading the prompts, and they'll pick their favorites. And the big prize is to retweet that. And Maria Shriver just shared in six words, also nice advice for grads or anyone... Hold your head up high always, you know? And there's a lady who's been through a lot and has an amazing career.
She survived the Arnold.
She survived the Arnold and the media and an intense growing up. So here's the thing. Her advice, you know, Fred from the Bronx, yours, mine, it's a level playing field. No six words are more important. And on Twitter, the six words look just the same.
Brittany from New Jersey, what are your six words?
You can do anything, not everything.
These are all terrific.
I just saw one come in on Twitter. It's the opposite of the whole project. Unsolicited advice is never worth taking. She's just turned our whole thing upside down.
Let's take a call now from Gary from New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hi. The advice is just show up and shut up.
You like that one, Larry?
Is that the Woody Allen or Yogi Berra, half of life is just 90% of life? How's that go? Is just showing up?
Laurie from Connecticut wrote, give more in everything. And Estelle from Brooklyn, dear, don't take yourself so seriously.
A nice corollary to that I'm seeing on Twitter, dance a little bit every day.
Now, how long is this festival lasting?
So it's 3 days, and we schedule it much like a music festival. From 1 to 3, we're seeking six-word advice. From 3:30 to 5, we're seeking six-word sci-fi novels. And then tomorrow it starts over again. The comedian Rob Delaney leads it off 10:30 in the morning with a really fun prompt, glad I didn't get caught when. So we move a little bit more into playfulness tomorrow.
Well, six-word jokes might be difficult.
It's funny you should say that. We're doing an event in a couple weeks at the Pit, and it's called The Joke is on Six. Mm. And four comedians will start with a six-word joke, and then they have to tell the punchline in 6 minutes.
Danielle from South Orange, what are your six
Hi.
Words?
Mine is watch the baby, not the clock. It's definitely in regard to breastfeeding. I just left a La Leche League meeting where we talked about that. But basically, just pay attention to your kid and not what everyone else is telling you.
You could have inserted not the iPhone, you know. There's so much of that going on.
Definitely.
Thank you. A listener on Twitter wrote, never send anything written after midnight.
Wow. And I will respond to that, beware the reply all button.
We go now to Myra from Brooklyn. Hi, Myra.
Hello. My piece of advice is no need to speak every thought.
That's very good advice.
And
courtesy of my husband.
I wish I had heard that earlier in my life.
Yeah, it's a hard one to follow sometimes.
Well, Leonard, we were talking about your love of the undo button, right? The Command-Z button on computers. Kind of like that, if we could Command-Z our words sometimes.
Yeah, well, how many times have I responded to what I thought was a rather stupid email, and then after I typed it, just hit delete, and realized that was absolutely the best policy?
I'm not sure how to get this in six words, but have your friend read your emails. For the intense one, my wife has saved me so many times. Hey, Baratunde Thurston, a great friend of WNYC, he just shared six words of advice. Prioritize your art. Money comes later.
Ah. Dwayne from Montclair, New Jersey. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. My advice goes back to a baseball coach 40 years ago. I remember standing on the ball field, caught the ball, had no idea where to go with it. He came running over and he said, Dwayne, think before you get the ball. And I've used that in my jobs, as a parent, throughout my life. So I wanted to share that with everyone.
Almost profound.
I love that.
Thank you. These are all just so wonderful.
We might need to do six words of sports advice. You know, with that great moment where the coach's wisdom sticks with you forever? Leave while the band's still playing. That's advice someone told me, you know? And that's so appropriate for so much of life. Just leave a little bit before you're supposed to.
Kevin from Chelsea.
Hello, Leonard. How are you?
I'm okay. Is that six words?
Forgiveness is a gift to yourself.
Terrific.
Thank you.
And I think that actually is a very good advice. Forgive yourself.
Absolutely. Forgive yourself every single day. Here's a nice one from Twitter, from @Shawnyata. She says, choose your words and indulgences wisely.
Mm. Deborah. Hi, Deborah from Lexington. Where are you from? Levittown.
Yes. I work for a hospital, so my six words are cover your mouth, wash your hands.
Very good advice.
Here's one from Mary Beth Williams. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
And Mary Beth Williams?
Oh, well, it just came in like magically right after cover your mouth, wash your hands. Get that mole checked out. Seriously.
Lorraine from the Bronx?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
I was engaged at 18 years of age, and my brother trying to influence me not to go ahead with this marriage said, see if he speaks first, Lorraine, because I was doing all the talking, as I am a talker, and the truth was this man never said a word. And I said, he always agrees with me.
And you like that?
We shared the same interests. He said, see if he speaks first, and he really had nothing to say, and so I broke the engagement.
Lorraine, there's a great one that we put in one of our books. Said I do, screamed I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave from the Upper West Side. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. This is advice for those of us who think that we're fairly clear-minded. Don't believe everyone thinks like you.
Mm. That's a lesson learned the hard way, don't you think?
Yep.
Thank you. We have a little time to sneak one or two more in. John from Annandale, New Jersey. Hi.
Hi there. I've got one that's slight rewrite of Samuel Beckett, but it's four sentences and six words. Try, fail, try again, fail better.
That is really good.
That's like, it's not a haiku, but it's some beautiful new version of poetry, you know?
Terrific.
Samuel Beckett would be proud of you.
Thanks.
One more. I think we could sneak this one in. Nick from New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Nick, what is your suggestion?
I've got two for you. I'll go through them quick. Never stop dating your wife.
Love it.
And what's the other one?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
These have all been so terrific.
Play stupid games with your wife, too. You know, go play skee-ball. I hope folks come over to Twitter @SixWords. Tomorrow, one of our prompts is we're doing with Sesame Street, and it's write a six-word letter to your three-year-old self. We're going to put a bunch of these in our upcoming six-word books of advice, and I'd love to see lots of people come and play.
Well, I'd love to see some of the people who called in write into you, tweet these so they become official contestants. Does anyone win anything?
Yeah, well, you know, the big carrot is really to be in the book, and I think lots of WNYC listeners have been in our books over the years, and the winning tweet will be retweeted by our judges. So Molly Ringwald today will be retweeting her favorite six-word advice, and that's like the hundreds of thousands of people. And also, we're giving away a book we're giving away six books a day, six-word memoir books a day at random, just so if you get in there and play, it's like we pick it out of a hat. So books, being in books and the joy of being retweeted.
And it's hashtag six word advice.
And it's at six words.
And Larry Smith, thank you so much for being on our show again.
Leonard, it's such a pleasure. Thank you.